Hello and welcome to Black Gold, a five-part series that digs deep through the 3CR archive to present Black Gold. My name's Kerry Lee Harding and I'm the producer of the series. Each episode was created right here in the studios of 3CR Community Radio on Wurundjeri land in Fitzroy, Melbourne, together with assistant producer Corey Green. Throughout the Black Gold series, we'll take you from the 1970s through to the present day, with a look at how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander broadcasters at 3CR covered some incredible community events and significant political struggles. We'll attend a land rights meeting in 1978, celebrate the life of broadcaster Lisa Belair, and hear about the success of the campaign to save Northland Secondary College. We'll also reflect back on the anti-bicentenary actions in 1988 and get up to date with the ongoing struggle for sovereignty and treaty. Just a warning to all our listeners, you will hear voices of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who have passed. And now episode 5 of the Black Gold series, Sovereignty and Treaty, with presenter Robbie Thorpe.
Hi, I'm Robbie Thorpe, a broadcaster with 3CR, host of weekly Fire First radio show. Welcome to this special program of Black Gold. Despite the bipartisan support, well-funded campaign, federal push for unsolicited constitutional recognition for Aboriginal people has been brought back to the push for a treaty. Treaty discussions are now firmly on the political agenda in Victoria and has created much discussion and debate at the national level. In May 2016, the Victorian state-based government agency, Aboriginal Victoria, met with locals to discuss treaty and self-determination in a two-day forum. In this program, you'll hear from 3CR's Claire Land, Gil McGuinness and myself a little bit of history about the issues mentioned. Listen to the audio from the live outside broadcast from the exhibition buildings in Carlton, awaiting the arrival of Queen of Australia in the Commonwealth, here to open the Stolenwealth Games in Melbourne. Check it out.
Yeah, welcome to the Stolenwealth Games protest march down here in Melbourne, and you're listening to this broadcast through the community radio 3CR 855 on your AM dial. And this is Gillam McGuinness, and like I said, we're down at the exhibition gardens. We're waiting for everyone to gather here. We've just got another mob coming in here now. And as we're waiting for them to come in, we're going to get first off, we're going to get Wayne Thorpe, who's our didgeridoo player, and we're going to do a dead solo to start the march off today.
Aboriginal keeping place Bundjalaka, and the tribes are amassing here, and we're ready to start our business, and we're going to get Arnie Beryl Booth to now do a welcome to country.
Yeah, we're back here at the exhibition buildings here where the whole crowd started gathering here. I'm going to hand you over to Robbie or Beryl that's going to welcome the country here from the Aboriginal 10 Embassy.
Yeah, just the campuses have just arrived at the exhibition buildings. or the exhibition gardens here in Carlton, and we're expecting the Queen to arrive here in about an hour's time. We've probably got about 500 people amassed now, and we've got a bit of a smoking ceremony, and we've got our last chance with an invitation before we actually go into the legal process. So it's a last call on the Queen to take the initiative to start to end this undeclared war that's been going on for 236 years. The opportunity is here right now to end this and finish this business off. Something that we sorely need in this country, not just for Indigenous people, but for all the people. In a moment we're going to have Beryl Booth, just waiting for the rest of the crew to rock up, and she's going to do a welcome to country.
How's it going, Claire?
Yeah, really good. It's a fantastic atmosphere down here, beautiful day for it. Heaps of flags, heaps of colour, enormous banners. I'm looking at one that says, respect the land, respect the culture. Another one about deaths in custody.
Yep, prisons is such a lonely place. That's some of the posters that are around here now. What else have we got? We got a lot of people from a lot of different areas rolled in the town. They're still arriving as we speak, and there is a big continuance of people here. We're just waiting for the start of the actual march. Actually, we're waiting on the Queen to arrive about 12:30, Claire.
That's right. She's going to be having lunch at the beautiful exhibition buildings, the site of the first Australian Parliament, where that was first held for the Federation.
And not only that, Claire, it's right at the top of the main street where the Aboriginal community congregates as a whole during the week.
That's right. So it's a very culturally appropriate place to have the gathering, right across the road from the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, and of course strong Black GST contingent with heaps of T-shirts, a classic Black GST banner, genocide to be stopped, sovereignty recognised, and a treaty to be made. Some of the elders wearing possum skin cloaks are gathered here underneath the tree, surrounded by banners and supporters.
Yep, actually see some supporters there from Wyalla in South Australia there.
Woohoo!
Yep, got supporters here from Redfern up in Sydney. From Brisbane, I've seen a couple of sisters there from Brisbane too, that have travelled all this distance. And I believe we've got people from as far as Darwin and right around this country that have come to Melbourne today for the Stolen Wealth Games protest there. Like I said, about 12:30 today, where the information has been leaked to us, and we're expecting the Queen here around about 12:30. And we're just organising stuff as we speak. But I'm going to hand you over to Claire to tell you a little bit of lead-up to the Stolen Wealth Games, Claire.
Right. Well, the Black GST first hit the streets at Invasion Day 18 months ago, nearly. Invasion Day 2005, the release of the first 30 Black GST T-shirts, which all sold out on that day. $30 T-shirt, major fundraiser for the campaign, double-sided T-shirt with GST on the front and the fantastic Massacres Aboriginal flag painting by Targan on the back, which has become a ubiquitous symbol for the Black GST. It's an Aboriginal flag with a bleeding Australia in the middle of the yellow sun, and that's actually surrounded by the remains of Anne's gone before in the struggle. From there, the first Black GST public meeting was in May 2005, and extremely well attended. There was a buzz on the streets about the Black GST. People wanted to know what it was all about. They'd heard Black GST everywhere and wanted to get onto it and find out all about it. So that was the launch of the campaign, where the proposition that the Stolen Wealth Games be used as an opportunity to remind Australia and the world about the injustice that lingers in Australia. And there was great support from the crowd there that we should use this as an opportunity, and that seems to have unfolded from there.
All right, we're going to ask a couple of people here what the Stolen Wealth Games actually mean to them, and we're going to cross over to Gavin now, right now. How you going, Gav?
Yeah, not bad there, Giller.
What's the Stolen Wealth Games mean to you here in Melbourne today, Buzz?
Well, to me, it's the Stolen Wealth represents all the inherent beneficiaries to Indigenous lands right throughout the whole Commonwealth. And the Black GST and the Aboriginal Embassy is about resistance and our legal and human rights and about peace, I suppose, yeah.
Thanks, brother. Yep. All right, we'll get a lot of different opinions today, and that was Gavin's one there, and as we're just speaking right here, I've got to grab Robbie Falk. Come here, Rob.
Welcome.
Now, Robbie, you've been instrumental in putting all this together, the Black GST, the Stolen Wealth Games. You're the number one in my eyes, mate. How's it going to go today, and what are we expecting from today?
I'm one of a group of Black GST Collective, and we've been working pretty hard to get this happening. You know, like, time's running out for Aboriginal people. It's not the last throw of the dice, but it's a big one here. We've got the head of the Commonwealth, someone who can do something about the unfinished business in this country. You know, we've seen the opportunity, and we're trying to raise the awareness and amass the troops and invite all people, not just Aboriginal people, to be involved in this history-making event where we believe that the unfinished business issues of the Black GST are going to get sorted out. And you know, like, we're committed ourselves to remaining on that site until this business is sorted out. And at the end of the day, we want to have King's Domain right in the heart of the city there, reserved as part of an Aboriginal ceremonial site. So at the end of the day, we're going to end up with something one way or the other. And at the present time, we're just outside the exhibition buildings, the place where they drew up the White Australia policy, a place where the Queen is going to have her lunch today. And this is one of the points that we can catch her in Melbourne. The other place is at Government House, and the other place is the MCG. That's going to be all happening today. We've got a small window of opportunity here to make our presence felt. And you know, we're starting to do that. We've had some good media coverage in the last couple of days. In fact, the Age newspaper has got a story in it today where the Queen's made a statement in regards to the treatment of Aboriginal people in this country, and I thought that was it was very welcomed by us anyway, and it's heartened us. So, you know, there's still that possibility that the Queen might come and pay a visit to the proper sovereign people in this country. That's what we're all about, Gary, and, you know, we know these are the fundamental legal questions that need to be resolved, and you know, we're standing up, and I'm glad to see all our mob here standing up here with us.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. Yeah, and as I look around the gathering here today, I look at another poster, and it's genocide to stop sovereignty recognised treaty to be made at the protest of the Stolen Wealth Games in Melbourne 2006. And there's a whole lot of other posters as we read. There's a lot of people here, Rob.
Sure is, mate. It's fantastic to see our mob. You know, look, this is going to motivate our mob to go that extra step we need to take to resolve these issues. And you know, I've got a really good feeling, Gary. I think there's change in the air. And spirit's with us. We've got our sacred fire burning down there, and we're connecting it all up back into the proper law in this land. We've got our sacred fire, which symbolises Indigenous law coming back into this country. We've got another member of the Black GST, Margie Thorpe, my sister. We've worked tirelessly, Marge, over for the last
2 years.
2 years, yeah. It's been, yeah. And so this is the end result of that.
Turnout, eh?
And it's fantastic to see all the mob here. It's a beautiful day in Melbourne today.
It's we just walked through from Camp Sovereignty on King's Domain through the city. Not many people in the city. We're probably the biggest crowd there. But a lot of people were receptive to the stuff, the information we handed out, and we've got a lot of support from people tooting us along the way. So it's a good feeling, and it was a good walk.
It's looking good, eh? It's looking really good. And you know, you know, we can expect some magic happening here today.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking forward to.
We've got the cloaks here that are going to be used for the ceremony tonight, and that's what we're going to do the welcome to country here with Beryl, an elder from Melbourne.
That's not the official possum skin.
These are the official
cloaks.
Possum skin cloaks that are used for
We've got them in our hands.
Yeah.
we're well organised. So I'd like to thank Dilla and his radio show, and there's a wonderful support I can see just looking around from our family, our cousins and friends from throughout Victoria. And to those fellas who couldn't make it, we love yous and we know yous are behind us.
And if you're wondering where we are, we're just a couple of hundred metres up from the Aboriginal Health Service in Nicholson Street, Fitzroy, outside Bundjalaka, where it's the keeping place of Aboriginal cultural heritage.
And we welcome people to come by King's Domain with the campies and have some sovereign tea and tree tea with us.
Yeah, and meet the Queen.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No worries, and that was Marjorie Thorpe and Robbie Thorpe, and just going to organise a couple of things. I was thinking, Michael, we'll cross back, go into some music for a little while, and I'll line up some other interviews here and find out what the plan action is, and we'll be back with you shortly.
You're listening to 3CR, 8:55 a.m.
What we need to start seriously talking about is ending the genocidal war. It's been undeclared for over 200 years and it needs to be declared. It needs to be recognised as a war. Someone has to take responsibility and we need to start talking about the peace process.
So, folks, the Black GST is about tossing into the air an idea. Shouldn't we consider looking around and seeing what's on the horizon that might represent an opportunity to remind all Australians and to remind the world that injustice lingers in this country? So, scanning the landscape in the future, the Commonwealth Games represents an international event that just looks too good an opportunity to miss.
Start organising now for the protest in Melbourne in March 2006 at the Stolen Wealth Games. Check out the Black GST website at www.curryweb.org/GST.
We're broadcasting from the Melbourne Exhibition Centre up here in Fitzroy, and we've got a group of people who's arrived here, and there's quite a few hundred, and they come from all races of people and all tribes around Australia. We've got different tribes here. They're making their mark. All right, we've got the police moving in at the back of us here, and we've got to let people know just out there, if you're having any problems throughout the day with the police, the emergency number for your legal support to ring is 9419 8806. Now, you ring that number if you happen to get arrested by the police in any of the protests today, because they are surrounding us, and they have been moving in busloads of police since early this morning around this side here. Hopefully we can catch up and give the Queen a big welcome when she arrives here. So we've heard that she's coming here around about 12:30 today. So what they're just doing here is they're planning their plan of action. And I'm just going to try and get on to Claire now from the Black GST so she can actually fill you in on a few things that are happening around the place also. If you're wanting to take part in this protest, come up to the Exhibition Gardens up here in Nicholson Street, about 200 yards up from the Aboriginal Health Service. Just for me, you know, I see this day as a real big opportunity. We may never get an opportunity like this in our lifetime to voice our opinion worldwide, internationally, to say what's been done to us, a treaty. Stolen children, our land being taken, injustices. It just goes on and on, you know, and we see this as a day to let the world, the entire world, know what happened to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in this country. So, get on down and support the protests here at the Stolen Wealth Games up here in Nicholson Street, the exhibition building.
Australia's unfinished business.
The secret history of the Stolen Wealth Games and the carnage wrought by the British Empire.
Daily updates from the Indigenous gathering and convergence of supporters of the Black GST campaign.
History as it unfolds and the mass of those involved.
8.30 to 9 every day from March 13 to 26.
A special broadcast on 3CR, the official media partner of the Stolen Wealth Games.
Sowing the seeds of dissent.
Us Aboriginal people from Brisbane, the Brisbane black people, but in the Brisbane black community, we have tribes from all different lands in the area, as well as north, west, and south. Even some Kuris come up here and mix with our people. Yo. So we don't discriminate and prejudice against nobody or have biased feelings against nobody. We just believe that this law got to be changed. The people has to change, right? Because it seems to me that the law is going to always be a sustainability of their post-colonial attitudes, what they have today. And their children are being taught racism still in the schools today. And it's important for you people to go back to your families and go back to your organisations and start paying economical wealth to our people. Thank you.
Isabel
Coe
from Sydney.
Two strong black women here.
Wow, it's good to see everyone here today. I'm from up at the Aboriginal Ten Embassy in Canberra. We've been keeping it going for 34 years up there. And on the 26th of January this year, we declared that day Aboriginal Sovereignty Day.
No.
But what I'd like to say, I'd like to declare every day Aboriginal Sovereignty Day. Until our sovereign rights are recognised in this country.
We're listening to Isabel Coe from the Aboriginal Embassy.
Our connections go back to the beginning of time. And that's what we're here for. We're here to so that the rest of Australia can get permission. It's time, people, that you get permission to be in our land.
This is an outside broadcast by 3CR from the Exhibition Gardens in Melbourne, and you're listening to Isabel Coe from the Aboriginal Embassy.
We want to start with this
relation to our community in Redfern. I came down last night with a carload of strong, beautiful young women. Two of my daughters and two of nieces, so I'm a bit biased. We got in the car at 8 o'clock last night and hit here at 6 o'clock this morning. And one of the reasons that we decided to come was whenever Redfern have had problems politically, whenever we've needed our people to stand with us, Melbourne mob have always been there.
Yo.
Up front, first cavalry. And we in Redfern appreciate that greatly and deeply, and whenever we can reciprocate, brothers and sisters, we will march with you, we will walk, we will talk, we will do whatever we need to do to make these people understand that what they began with a lie 213 years ago needs to be fixed today. They never have answered for their crime. That is why we stand here today as peoples, as nations, and say they are thieves, liars, murderers, and the world has to know this, has to recognise this. The people that came to this country 213 years ago, they started a process that has been flawed ever since. When you walked on our land from that day, it was a flawed process. We have not set the process right since that day. What we as Aboriginal people and Aboriginal nations are trying to do and trying to make you understand that if you want to live here, you have to live with us, by our sides, with our law as your law, not your forced oppression that kills our babies before they're old enough to understand what your oppression is. I've had enough. I started at the embassy in 1972 as the baby of the embassy. I'm a 51-year-old grandmother today. When do we get our justice? When do we as people walk proud and say, this is ours? Nobody else can say that. This is ours. Nobody else can say that.
Has ever been brought to justice.
You're listening to an episode of the five-part series Black Gold. Produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Black Gold uncovers and celebrates the rich Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander contributions to radio across four decades.
And 3CR is today broadcasting live from the Black GST rally for the Stolen Wealth Games, and it's hosted by the Fire First and Koori Survival Teams.
Alex and I are one of those from the stolen wages. We work tirelessly, day after day, week after week, marching, approaching the government. In the end, the government made us sign a disclaimer. We got a lousy $4,000 for our life of work as domestics and stockmen. And we had to sign a disclaimer that we wouldn't approach the government anymore to asking for more money. And they still have millions of our ancestors' monies in the bank, and we don't know what's, and we're still fighting, eh, Brother Lionel? It's really hard. And we find, I say this, I'm a very tolerant person, that the police in Queensland are the most racist police I've ever met.
Ooh!
Yo.
Robbie, where are you? I've got a problem. I'm trying to work out who are the terrorists in this country. You know, I scratch my head every day wondering who's been terrorised in this country. Our people have been terrorised for the last 230 years. Who are the terrorists? I just ask myself and I come up with the same answer every time.
Robbie up there.
The Black GST Collective, it's just been a group of people, but really it's all of us who are here today, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, struggling together to fight for justice in this land. I'd like to also now include one of the Indigenous, non-Indigenous people, Carl.
Great numbers. So good to see all sorts of people I haven't seen in a long time here. I reckon everyone should congratulate themselves for standing up and out from the so-called conscience of Australia. At about a bit after 12 o'clock, about 10 past 12, we're going to take Uncle Max and all the traditional owners of this land over to a place where we have negotiated with the police, and they've been very friendly. So that's good. So that's going to happen first. We're going to get positions established over there. And then we're going to move the rest of us over there. A couple of little things. We need to leave. We can't take our bags over there unless you want to get them checked. And there'll be five police or so there checking bags. So we're going to have a bag depot. Part of these new laws, the world we live in, eh? So there'll be a bag depot over near one of the Melbourne 2006 signs. Yeah, just so you also know, there's toilets over there as well. So if anyone's busting, feel free to go over. But I think one other thing you need to know is after this hat, we're staying here till about 2 o'clock. And we're going to see the Queen on the way in and then on the way out. And then we're going to walk through the city, standing tall, singing loud, and handing out as many brochures as possible, and hopefully showing Bruce's sign. I love that one. Fantastic. So that is what we need, is to go through the city and awaken a few more people's consciousness. That is why we're all here. So we're walking back to camp after this, and we really would love to see you all there. There have been fantastic vibes so far. And we've got another 2 weeks of celebrations of the world's oldest known culture. So I think we'll throw it over now, Wayne. Maybe you guys chill. And then Aunty June Mills is going to come over and sing a few songs.
Then we're going to have a listen to that Wayne Thorpe now. Thank you. Yeah, we're back here at the exhibition building and we're waiting on the arrival of the Queen to arrive now. And we just moved all over to the all the people with banners and flags. They've been asked to move to the front of the protest. And like I said, we just up here waiting on Her Emergency to arrive. We're all getting a bit restless here as we're all standing here waiting for the for that special car to arrive.
We're going to try when the little lady comes in to start singing Treaty, eh? Yeah. Why don't we have a little demonstration now? What do you reckon? Treaty, yeah. Treaty, yeah. Treaty, yeah. Treaty, yeah. Treaty, yeah. Treaty, yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, I'd also like to just mention that this is a peaceful protest. This is a peaceful protest. It's about showing the rest of the world what is happening to the Aboriginal people of this country.
Oh, yeah, we're still up here and still listening to what's going on here. We're at the exhibition building. Yeah, we're just up at the exhibition, Melbourne Exhibition Centre in Nicholson Street in Fitzroy there, and we're waiting up for the arrival of the Queen. And at the moment, the protesters are voicing their opinion, and a number of Aboriginal speakers are speaking. And the yelling that you can hear in the background is the crowd getting restless and voicing their opinions of abuse at John Howard, saying shame, Howard, shame, and the Queen, shame as well. And yeah, we're just waiting on the arrival, so we're just letting a free mic go at the moment, and you'll get to hear quite a few Aboriginal men and women speaking about the Stolen Wealth Games and how we've been abused in this country, how our kids have been taken away, how we got no employment, no housing, our health is unbelievable, bad, our deaths in custody is still happening, and people are still dying at the hands of police all over this country. And I'll just take you back into some of the speakers that are speaking here. You're listening to this live broadcast on Community Radio 3CR 855 on the AM dial, coming to you live from Melbourne of the Stolen Wealth Games protest.
And we're
and
going
we're not
to
go anywhere, mate.
Every day.
You know, there's ships coming over here. There's ships with their board here. Every Australian, so-called Australian, was a New Holland person first. Then they changed it to Australia. Australia is a Roman name. And under Australian laws, it's a foreign law. Because if you look at every Australian citizen in this country, the citizenship in this country is illegal. It's an illegal citizenship that everyone live in their families and their homes with. Because you know why? What they got to do now is get back. If you understand a bit of Aboriginal families and Aboriginal struggles, you know, don't tell your neighbour to buy or purchase an Indigenous passport to know your way around this country. That's most important. So who owns this land?
We do!
Who stole this land?
We do!
So what do we want?
Land rights!
When do we want it?
Now!
The little lady's coming through, man. Gonna see our treaty. We've got the brother is gonna start us off. And yeah, we'll be right to sing out treaty now. Land rights,
sovereignty,
and a treaty.
Stolen wealth, not commonwealth.
Stolen wealth, not commonwealth.
Stolen wealth.
I said before I was interrupted by John Howard, and he turned up,
as Lionel said, and call you white fellas on the other side just because you've been hung and you're dead, I'll tell you now, these jacks here, if I go out and I steal something and I give it to a brother, my brother gets charged for receiving stolen property. You fellas come here, you steal this land, you give it to one another, and you justify it.
You steal our land.
Your wealth, your thieves, your convicts, when you come here, you steal thieves. You caught some mob of bitches, they all thieves. You teach your children lies. This country, the Constitution, this is how dumb you gobbers are. Your Constitution was meant to keep you convicts down. It's a convict repressive Constitution. It's based on property rights, not human rights. You call yourselves educated. You've got a bloke like Beasley running around the country, supposed to be a Rhodes Scholar, doesn't know the difference between federation and invasion. Invasion stopped when you fellas received stolen property in 1901 and you made your own flag. All the fellas out there that said to me in Brisbane last month that I burnt the wrong flag, well, you're dumb. You're like goats, you're like sheep. The British, fair enough, they're responsible for invasion, but in 1901, you fellas stole our kids. It wasn't them. You fellas put us on missions. It wasn't them. Don't hide behind your guilt. You can't pass your inherent guilt. You got inherent wealth. You got inherent guilt. Live up to your responsibilities and grow a brain. Oh. Start thinking for yourself.
No, I'm not finished yet.
And we're not over with it yet. We're going to go up here. And just for you dumb fellas that said we burnt the wrong flag, we're going to burn both of them.
Yeah, we're burning an Australian flag right here now, and we're burning several of them. Let's make a big bonfire. Come on, burn it. We're burning heaps of Australian flags here. We're burning it all. And then our cousin over there.
Always will be Aboriginal land. Always.
see it as injustice. This is criminal. By them.
Get a new flag! Get a republic where we can all be equal! Yeah. New flag! New republic! Get a republic! Get a constitution that's based on rights, human rights, not property!
The Queen's just about to arrive here, and everyone's yelling at treaty. They've just burnt several Australian flags here, and they're going to burn a lot more by the end of the day. And everyone's yelling at treaty, so we'll get into the chant of treaty. And we want the listeners out there to sing our treaty so we can hear you up here at the exhibition building. Everyone, treaty! The Queen's just arriving, and everyone's booing and shaming. So you're hearing the Queen arrive at the exhibition buildings, the first Parliament House, back in 1901, up here at the end of Goethe Street, Fitzroy. Police are all lining the footpaths here. They look nervous, the police. Police are looking nervous. Everyone's out here. Here we go. Always will be Aboriginal land.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Yeah, we're still broadcasting from the exhibition building up here where the Queen's just arrived, and the crowd's chanting now, stolen wealth games, stolen wealth, stolen children, stolen people, stolen land.
Stolen world, 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 stolen
Yeah, we're still broadcasting here from the Melbourne Exhibition Building up here where the first Parliament was situated in 1901. And the Queen has just arrived here, and we're met by a pretty big protest of people here. People are just shouting out chants. Now, we're trying to get some people to meet up with the Queen, and there's been one request being denied, and we are trying to get another one in. I'm going to hand you over to Claire, and she's going to take you out there to speak with Isabel Coe.
Okay, so I'm sitting down here with Isabel Coe. She's sitting next to Monica Morgan, Yorta Yorta woman, and there's a lot of people around yelling out slogans to the Queen, who we think is just arriving. Isabel, have you seen? Have you been this close to the Queen before?
Yeah, I have been. A bit closer up there in Canberra at the Ten Embassy on the lawns of Old Parliament House, but not in a long time.
And was that in a protest scenario, or did you get to talk to her?
Yeah, we were protesting up at the Aboriginal Ten Embassy.
Okay, and it looks like we've been able to get some kids through, a delegation of kids holding some eucalyptus leaves and also the postcard to the Queen inviting her to come down to the camp. Do you think there's much likelihood she might come to the camp?
I don't think so, but at least she's got the message. But I think what we've been talking about is, though, if she doesn't acknowledge us, we want to proceed with charges, because we need to finish the business off, and it all started with her family.
Yeah, it's interesting. In The Age this morning, it reported a speech the Queen made last night, talking all about how great Australia is, but also saying, you know, there's one area that we fall down in, and that's in terms of Indigenous people's welfare, I guess is a way to summarise it. Do you think that that's a stronger statement we've heard from the Prime Minister?
Well, yeah, it is. Everyone makes a stronger statement than the Prime Minister. I reckon he's a real coward. But it's time for her to put action rather than words, because our people are dying every day, and we need action, and we need for the Queen to recognise that this country is ours, that the caretaker government's got to go, and that the genocide is still continuing, and we want to stop it.
That was the late Auntie Isabel Coe, talking there with 3CR's Claire Land from the Live Outside broadcast at the Exhibition Gardens at the GST rally for the Stolen Wealth Games. And it was the day Queen Elizabeth II visited Carlton back in the year 2006. And hosted by the Fire First and Koori Survival radio programs at 3CR Community Radio. You've been listening to Black Gold, a five-part series unearthing some of our finest audio from across four decades in the 3CR archives. The Black Gold series was produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio on Wurundjeri land in Fitzroy, Melbourne, by myself, Kerry Lee Harding, and assistant producer Corey Green. We would like to thank Bart Willoughby and the late Ross Hannaford for the music featured in this series, lifted from the album Buckskin. The series was financially supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Thanks so much for listening, and if you'd like to listen again or find out more about this unique series, head to 3cr.org.au/blackgold. I look forward to your company next time. See you later.